Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I like Twitter. I like Instagram. Mm-hmm. I tend to avoid Facebook. And if Facebook is your thing, more power to you. There's a reason why it's free. There's a reason why all social media is free, right? They're harvesting your personal data. Sure. And tailoring ads, et cetera, et cetera. Sasha Baron Cohen. Who you may remember from Borat, among others.
He was hilarious. And wait,
the
did
spy.
You see The Spy?
Yeah, unbelievable. On Netflix,
fantastic.
Right?
Watch The Spy on Netflix, yes.
He is a remarkable actor. Mm-hmm. He accepted the International Leadership Award at the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League's Never Is Now Summit on Anti-Semitism and Hate, which was last Thursday. And Cohen talked about the rise of demagogues, conspiracy theories, and hate crimes around the world, pointed to what he sees as the most logical explanation for this dangerous trend.
The greatest propaganda machine in history, let's think about it. Facebook, YouTube, and Google, Twitter, and others, they reach billions of people. The algorithms these platforms depend on deliberately amplify the type of content that keeps users engaged. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth.
That's a statement about us. Lies spread faster than truth.
All this hate and violence is being facilitated by a handful of internet companies that amount to the greatest propaganda machine in history, he said. And he also says that no one bears more responsibility than the man who created Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. This is not about limiting anybody's free speech, Cohen said. This is about giving people, including some of the most reprehensible people on earth, the biggest platform in history to reach a third of the planet. Freedom of speech is not freedom of reach. Sadly, there will always be racists, misogynists, anti-Semites, and child abusers. He went on to say, I would think we could all agree that we should not be giving bigots and pedophiles a free platform to amplify their views and target their victims. Here's what else he had to say.
If Facebook were around in the 1930s, it would have allowed Hitler to post 30-second ads on his solution to the Jewish problem. So here's a good standard in practice. Facebook, start fact-checking political ads before you run them. Stop micro-targeted lies immediately. And when the ads are false, give back the money and don't publish them.
Makes a certain amount of sense to me.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. How about Facebook don't run political ads, just like Twitter's not
but
going to
do. But all that money, all
you
that
know what?
Money,
they have plenty of money.
All that money.
How? I guess I don't understand how Mark Zuckerberg functions, because I know he's part of the pact that's going to give away most of his personal wealth while he's still alive. He has enough money.
I wish he'd be a little more like Bill Gates, a lot more like Bill Gates. Bill Gates made billions. He's giving much of it away.
Well, that's it. So is Mark Zuckerberg. He's part of that pact to give it away. So why are you still in charge of this poorly run organization? Fix it.
Amplifying conspiracy theories and just the worst of humanity, giving all of them a voice. Really?
That was a great speech, by the way. I know we can only play a minute and a half, but please go and seek it out. Sasha Baron Cohen at the Anti-Defamation League. You should watch the whole thing. It really was incredible. To lighten it up with a little positive local news, it was a great day for Minnesota Animal Care and Control. I tweeted this out over the weekend. A pet adoption event at the Minneapolis Animal Care and Control waived its fees for 5 hours on Friday afternoon, and it was a massive success. The intent was to clear the shelter ahead of the holiday season, to give every pet a home. And you know what? It totally worked.
It happened.
It worked.
Wow.
The shelter completely succeeded, with around 300 people turning up for the chance of adopting one of the critters. It offered residents a chance to give them a home without paying the usual adoption fees. There was so much demand that each animal, many of the animals, had multiple applicants, and they had to do drawings. It was so great. Staff and volunteers, they say they expected around 500 or 50 to 100 people. There were 300 people there, you know, tripling what they expected, and they were just thrilled about the whole thing.
Did you get another dog?
No.
Did you pick up?
I did not.
A little friend?
I did not. No. Those who didn't go home with a pet were given a 50% off voucher for future adoptions from the Minneapolis Animal Care and Control. I love this story. They posted a little flyer on their window that said, there are no more animals up for adoption. They all have homes. And it just warmed my heart. So I posted it on Twitter, and it was just, it was a great, you rarely see that. You rarely see that.
That's
cool.
It's
really beautiful. So you know what? Maybe that's a great idea. Start waiving some of those fees and people will adopt more. Because sometimes fees, you know, you could have a loving home, but it's a couple hundred dollars, I'm sure, to adopt a pet.
Do it. It's the best thing you can do here, especially around the holidays.
That's great.
London banned Uber again.
Yeah.
The city has refused a new permit for the ride-sharing company after a series of disputes in London about safety and security. It's the second time, Jor, in 2 years that Uber has lost its license in London, I guess the biggest market in Europe. So interesting if that will spread, if that's a sign of what's to come. The other story that caught my eye, you're pro-tree. You're very...
I do love trees, unlike you, who murdered one
in
your front
yard. I took down trees that were dead.
Murderer.
They were dead trees.
I do love trees.
I think my neighbors might have murdered them.
That's not nice.
In the night.
In the middle of the night.
Well, Thomson Reuters Foundation highlighted a story. City dwellers tend to live longer if they are in leafy neighborhoods surrounded by trees. Somebody did a study. Last week, it was released that links green areas to lower rates of premature death. Trees in cities already credited with cooling and cleaning the air and absorbing planet-warming gases, CO2. But now researchers at the Barcelona Institute for Global Health have found they also keep death at bay. More green space is better for health.
Well, yeah, clearly more oxygen.
People live longer if there is more green space around. They looked at 8 million people in 7 countries from China to Canada, the biggest study ever on this subject. They used satellite images to quantify how much vegetation, including trees, grass, and shrubs, were within 550 yards of people's homes. Just makes sense, right? Why do people feel better in a park, in a real park, than in an industrial park?
Mm-hmm.
I would argue they feel closer to God, closer to the Creator.
But also the oxygen that's being
created.
It's oxygen-rich environment. It's healthier.
But there's something else intangible above and beyond oxygen.
Sure, okay.
I think taking a walk through the trees. So anyway, you'll live longer. Fewer premature deaths. Plant more trees.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.